I went through a Spirit of Life seminar, five, 6 months ago. And it has changed me a lot. It was slow in coming. It continues to build every day. And I want to, try not to choke up too much here, but I want to tell you that you don't know when it's going to happen, but it'll happen to you. And my talk is about transformation and some of the things that have gone on with me in trying to research and try to write this thing is that the Holy Spirit transforms us and draws us deeper into a union with the Lord. But what I've seen in so many years is that we see Christ in the eyes of the other person. I'd see him today in little Sarah Lajewski walking around. I see it in Lydia sitting across from me as we do our group sessions. You know, Christ is there, and we want to be able to show him to the rest of the world. In order to be able to do that, we've got to know Christ. You know, we have to, you know, in the seven, would you put that gifts of the Spirit back up there? I didn't have any overhead, Bob, but you had one there, and I thought it was good. So. But, you know, they say that they'll know us that we are Christians by our love, okay? We have the love of God. In the love of God, we look at to be in the mind of Christ. To be in the mind of Christ, we have to have the wisdom. We seek the wisdom, the knowledge, you know, the counsel and understanding of the word, of the written word that's out there. So, you know, on a daily basis, I've come to start reading the scriptures all the time. You know, how many people have iPods? How many people have those kind of technologies out there? And I sit there and I get my daily readings off of EWTN every day. And it is one of those things that says, well, there's technology out there. It doesn't have to be bad. It doesn't have to pull us away from the Lord. It can be a tool to bring us there. Just like the radio station that Bob has been so instrumental about bringing forward. I listen to that now more than Rush Limbaugh. Which, if anybody knows me, that's pretty significant, you know. But those are the things that are out there for one of us to know the mind of Christ. So once we begin to know the mind of Christ, as we continue to work through the other gifts of courage. I mean, you can't tell you how much courage it's taken me to get up here to do this today, all right? You know, I had, as Bob talked about, an attack. I'm sitting out there, and I'm trying to figure out what was going on with question number five. Okay, on question number five after the day, what was going on with me? When I had, I could say an anxiety attack, but I'm wondering, you know, how can I live up to the talks at the Riffons? Beautiful talks, great talks, and that sort of stuff. How can you live up to that part that goes on out there? I'm just going to try to do my best, but... You know, but the courage to do that. You know, the piety to say that we're going to come to the church. For over years, you could say that I was sitting in the back Catholic, you know, didn't want to get too close to too many people. You know, I could get out quick, just like we said along those lines. And as my life has been transformed in the last several years through people like John Lajewski and Andy Nowak and Russ Jackson, Bob Caribbean, those people have just shed so much light in my heart for the love of the Lord. I want you to know that. You know, the talk that Tom Riffon gave about his transformation, what he got from his father, that is what I was trying to be sure that Daniel got today. In this seminar here, that I would hope that he might be able to have the same relationship that I've had lately, you know, and continue to go on, just like Sarah, just like Paul, you know, that have been able to take these sacramentals, just like today. This whole seminar is a sacramental to be able to...
Thank you, Lord. What service. Thank you.
You know, I consider myself a pretty tough guy. I mean, if you want someone to get in your face.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, if you want someone to get in your face, I can get in your face pretty quick. But things have moved me a lot in the Lord. So those seven gifts, you know, about knowing the mind of Christ. You're only going to get that by coming, going through the sacraments, you know, to try to get closer to God, do your readings, that type of thing, to be able to know what he's trying to tell you. There's that lecta divina. It's the, you know, the interpretation of the written word in our today's life, okay? As I was growing up, we didn't read the Bible a lot, you know? I don't think I had a catechism until John Olejewski gave me one. You know, I went back to my son, Brian, who went through his confirmation a number of years ago and dug his catechism out and started referencing it, you know, to try to learn the word, the mind of Christ, to try to be there, all right? So as I'm doing all these things, there's a transformation that's taken place in me. Daniel can tell you I got to have a pretty short temper. You know, I can snap pretty quickly, but I have seen a patience come over me that is there. I was with a lady the other day in the office. We've got this major corporation merging going on, and this lady was right in my face. And I'm thinking, well, it's about time to snap here. And that peace came over me, and I turned to her, and I said, I'm doing the best I can. I know that we have a difference of opinion on what needs to be done, but I'm trying to give you what you want. And she looked at me and she said, I know you are, and thank you. And we had a bonding just right then. This was Friday at work, okay? And it's every day in your life. Every day in your life. You know, I was telling, I'm not sure if I was telling you guys or who I was telling, my group or whatever, the Jones group. You know, on Saturday morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, I got to get up, load my truck with water, haul it over the mountain to be able to get for my house because we have inadequate water supply there. As I'm going over the hillside, what do I see? I see those mountains sticking up out of the fog down below, and I thought, my God, what a beautiful place. What is he providing? So you have to look for it everywhere because it is everywhere. The attacks that Bob talks about, where do they come from? You don't know where they are. I have a lady that I'm pretty close with in my life. I'll just tell you the whole story. My mother-in-law lives with us, okay? We invited her to come to live with us from Florida. She's 84 years old. She's a wonderful lady, okay? Wonderful lady. She has had her crisis of the faith. So as I stand in the kitchen talking about one thing or the other, she asks me, you don't believe in miracles, do you? That's the attack right there. What do you say to someone that asks you that? You know, do you go to someone that you respect and love and you say you're going to challenge them? That's not the case. No, and I told her, I believe they happen all the time. Every day, we just have to look for them, and they're there. We have to find ways to make us holy. As we have, as I've sat through this seminar and watched a number of you get up, read, participate in the services, make testimonials. Sarah, Tiffany, you ladies have done a tremendous job. They're your age group. They're the same people that you're looking at. And these are examples of that ministering to others. It doesn't take much, but it takes something. You got to move just a little. The Lord's not looking for a lot, just a little. And you just have to make that step, whatever it is. And, you know, there's so many scripture readers. I had nine of them. I was going to give them out to which one gets, read them all out there and that sort of stuff. And I said, no, we won't do that. But what you have to look at is that I see that there are several scriptures out there. One reading is John 15 through 6. He is the vine, we are the branches. Okay? If you don't produce, the vine trimmer comes in, whacks those branches off, and throws them in the fire. Okay? Where was I? I think I was on the edge of the fire pit there myself. You know, ready to be kicked in if something didn't happen. I think maybe Tom, and listening to the stories of Tom Riffon, he too has been through a transformation along those lines. And you see things. It was a time, and I was going through college, that you had stresses. I had stresses with the numbers of times I've had to pick up Daniel and move from one place to the other because of the way the coal industry is. And you talk about stress, yep, there's a whole lot of stress in there. But I remember going across the Spruce Street Bridge, and I had tests piled up the wazoo. There's a series of engineering philosophies is that the guy that's not the furthest ahead gets the edge, the guy that's the least behind. Well, I was behind. I was behind in a lot of ways. And there was a lot of things pressing on me. And as I'm walking across that bridge, I thought about taking a leap off the side of that bridge. Those were moments that the Spirit of the Lord was within me to not do that. And I came, found the church. You know, we go through these different cycles, but the Lord is there for you to be able to unlock those hidden gifts we've been given. We just have to know when they are, where they are, and try not to deviate so far that we get find ourselves in those situations, like Tom was, with indescribable sin. You know, I'm not sure if it was the one that I was thinking about, but it could have very well been. You know, and I think I'm a pretty decent fellow as far as along those lines, but there are things that mount up on you. You will have stresses. Lord knows you're going to have stresses. I have them every day. And I've just come to the point where you got to let it go. You got to let it go and got to give it to the Lord. And I have seen that transformation. That doesn't say that I'm not going to have to work late because I'm behind on one thing along those lines. That's not the issue. But it's that fear. I was worrying about this talk. I had 14 things going on. You didn't have enough time to get them all done. And I said, you know, we're just going to put it in the Lord's hands. And you know, I got them all done. And I didn't have all that worry that I was carrying around and being so anxious about. Because it was the confusion, the lies. You weren't sure what you were going to do. And those things got me through all of that. You know, I've seen a lot of things, good, bad, as we go through. I'm sure everyone that's a little older than you have probably seen a number of them. And wrecks on the highways, people losing their jobs or houses, divorces, all those things are out there. And if we let the Lord guide us, hopefully we can avoid a lot of those snares, a lot of those pitfalls that you don't have to back up, reboot, and go in again. Because I've had to do that. I've had to do that. These seven gifts, the courage, you know, piety, and the fear of the Lord, you know, as I mentioned, I had anxieties coming up here, you know, not like Jimmy that sits there and plays that guitar in front of all these people and that doesn't bother him a bit. You know, this is one of the most challenging things for most adults is to get up in front of people and talk. And I think I'm just so proud and so honored to be with the groups of presenters that we've had here today, you know, what they can do. And all of those things, as I said, are different ways to be able to show your love to the Lord and to build a community of the church. You know, we talked about that as far as on this last series of questions about, you know, the community and the church. I feel as though Father Ron is here, and he does a great job. But it's the Andy Nowaks, it's the Bob Caribbeas, It's the Mary Pauls. It's those people that bring the community in. And the church is the community. And so as you reach out and do your part, it builds on that community. You know, when you did your pass it forwards, okay, you had a touch with somebody. You know, and you want to try to make that touch where it doesn't so hard to do that. It's not so hard to open the door for a stranger. It's so not so hard to say, good morning, have a great day, you look nice. All of those things show your love for that other person, you know? And it tries to bring, you. If you have Christ in all of that, he comes through. He comes through it all. And it's those day-to-day random acts of kindness that you can do, no matter whether you know the person or not. You know, you see that commercial that we've talked about from time to time, and you see the guy coming in, and one guy sees another person do that. You need to be that person. That's what I try to do all the time. Try to look for those things. You know, I'm going to run 5 miles, open up the door for a little old lady. That's not the case. But when those opportunities present themselves, have the courage to step forward. That's what it's about. Slowly, you will build that strength. Slowly, it will continue to go in you. I'm not saying that you're not going to come out here and from this retreat and be like St. Paul. That's not the case. That very rarely happens. But it could be a slow kindling fire that unwraps, that stirs the chocolate milk with the gifts that you've gotten out there. We all have a lot of natural gifts, you know, from your abilities to talk to your friends, to be able to be comfort someone that's really hurting. You know, we had the recent passing of Katie Smith's mom. In the time that Daniel spent with Katie.
Thank you, Lord.
So it's, like I said, it's those things that you do like that, that shows that we are Christians, that shows that we have the love of God in us, and that we are trying to spread that to the world. It, you know, just like Michael Jackson's song, The Man in the Mirror, it starts with you. It can start with you, or it can stay in the mirror and never go anywhere. But it starts with you. It started with me. I pray to God that it starts with you.
Thanks.